Hi everyone, I'm Harriet Pryor and you are listening to Mighty Reds. It's a new show on the Anfield Wrap where we'll be tapping into the talents of some of our wonderful young contributors and getting their thoughts on some of the biggest talking points in football. And the first show we're going to be looking into a bit about the changing face of football and what the future of football holds and what we think it should hold, because I think in the last year there's been a lot of talk about, you know, what younger fans actually want from the game and expect from the game, and we've never actually given them a chance to talk. So this is your chance, and we've got a lovely panel of Chloe Bloxham, Harrison Verdon and Tom Whittaker. So Harrison, first of all, what do you think about the name Mighty Reds? How are you feeling about that?
Taking all day, top red, aren't I?
I mean, yeah, what does top red mean to you, Harrison?
Being a top red, do you know what? It's a bit cringy, isn't it? It's a bit like a social media show, but in terms of supporting Liverpool, it's just passion, being with your friends and supporting the team, really, and just getting moments for life, being to some part of the country that you wouldn't go unless it was for football and all different grounds and all that. So yeah, most of my best memories in life are to do with football and being a top red.
And Tom, I'm going to come to you just for a bit of context to start with. I just want to know a bit more about your relationship with the game, how you got into football and how you came to support Liverpool.
Well, my dad really got me into it. I've always sort of like kept my eye out for Liverpool results, but mainly after, like, you know, Klopp came in as I was around 12 or something like that, I really got into it, especially after the Dortmund game and all the European run, the Europa League run, and ever since then it's just sort of when I could get the match I've always went.
And Chloe, I mean, you grew up as a young female fan, and I know that comes with a lot of different sort of elements than maybe men growing up deal with. I think now it's a lot better, we can fairly say, than it used to be maybe 20 years ago. And when you go to the match, there's a lot more women there than you maybe used to see. But how was that experience for you? Did you feel like you were one of your only sort of peers that was into football, or was it quite, you know, quite universal that you're in your friendship group?
No, it was most definitely me. Like, I am the only one in my friendship group who cares about football. Like, I don't think half my friends could name you 5 players. And, you know, maybe that's just because when you grow up, you get stereotyped very easily, and maybe people don't want to fall into those stereotypes, or maybe it's just not for them. There's a lot of other passions and activities out there that people get interested into. And for me, I didn't really have a choice. I was brought up in a mad football basically house, where we had football on 24/7. My brother played football, you know, he went to America to be a footballer, he played football in Canada. I didn't really have the opportunity to not A, be a Liverpool fan, and B, not like football.